In the night, when my defenses are down, my mind flashes from one member of my family to the next. I think of Ma, Cave, Chu, and my brothers. My throat swells when Gek's face floats into my mind. No, I tell myself, I have to be strong. No time to be weak. But I miss Pa so much it hurts to breathe. It's been almost a year now since I held his hand, saw his face, felt his love. The night sky looms ever more black in front of me. Oh, Pa, I whisper to the air. As if answering me, something rustles loudly in the tall grass. I hold my breath and look around the compound. I know I heard something. My heart races. Everything out there is moving toward me. The tree trunks expand and contract as if they are breathing. The branches shake and swing, transform into hands. The grass sways like waves heading toward me. They are coming at us. My finger squeezes the trigger and the shots go everywhere. The rifle jerks back, hitting me hard against my ribs. I'll kill them! I'll kill them! I scream. Then a hand grabs the rifle from me while another slaps my face. With my eyes open wide, I put my arms up to shield against another assault. Wake up! Mei Bong screams at me. There's nothing out there! We have no bullets to waste! I flinch as she raises her hand again, but then decides against hitting me. But Mei Bong, you said, I plead in a small voice. I said, shoot when you see something real, not ghosts, Mei Bong interrupts me, as laughter erupts from the girls. Don't forget about the bodiless witches, a voice calls out to me as they all head back to sleep. Many claim she's only a myth, the bodiless witch, an ordinary person by daytime and a witch at night. The only way to tell if someone is a bodiless witch is by the deep wrinkle lines around her neck. At night, when these witches go to sleep, their heads separate from their bodies. Dragging their intestines along, they fly around to places where there's blood and death. The heads fly so fast that no one has ever seen the faces, only their shiny red eyes, and sometimes the shadow of their heads and entrails. Once she finds a dead body, the bodiless witch nestles against the corpse all night. Their tongues lick blood and eat flesh, while their innards writhe around them. That night, I clutch the gun tight to my chest, my finger resting on the trigger, alternately aiming at the side of the Yuans and up in the sky for the witches.